Editor. Many people have been sharing their thoughts on how great New Westminster is, and I echo their sentiments. The city has great access to the Fraser River, is very walkable, is cheaper than Vancouver, honors its history, it was named by Queen Victoria, and has great access to the Fraser Valley and surrounding areas. In recent years, I have noticed there are more people in the city who are unhoused and have mental health issues, and crime has risen. Yes, I understand that the city has a storied past, however, it was improving up until recently. The SkyTrain is my main mode of transportation other than EVO, and I have noticed the New West and Columbia SkyTrain stations have a number of people that are openly doing drugs, hanging out in dark corners and stairwells, etc. There is a group of men and women who hang out across from New West Station under the tracks, playing loud music and doing other sorts of things. I suspect New Westminster is seeing a rise in homelessness due to COVID and people spreading out, plus the cost of housing. I don't like seeing people living on the streets, and I don't have all of the answers to the problem. However, I want to feel safe, and these days, I find myself having to look over my shoulders more and leave the SkyTrain stations as quickly as possible. In the past, I never had to worry about it. When I hear stories of strange men approaching women who are waiting for a friend or family member, it has me concerned. I realize every city has its issues, but people need to feel safe, and I'm hearing more and more people say that they feel otherwise. The leaders of our city seem more concerned with allowing large high-rises and 44-plus story towers that are not always sustainable, two towers built in the river, than they are about providing community services to those that need it. The area around New Westminster Station needs to be made safer and proper infrastructure put in before adding more towers. Carolyn Steingart. Loudspeaker sound off. Do you feel safe in downtown New West? What kinds of changes would you like to see? Do you have ideas for helping to house more vulnerable people? Let us know. Send us a letter.